Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a wonderful full studio this morning. With me, I have Willa and Claire, Clara and Anna, all here from Girls on the Run. They're about to be celebrating the finale of their season with a 5K fun run, and they're here to tell us all about it. Thank you all for coming in this morning. So, why don't we start off with just a little bit about Girls on the Run for folks who may not be familiar with the program. So, Anna and Claire, I will pass that over to you guys. What is Girls on the Run? What kind of program is it?
Thank you so much for having us. Girls on the Run is a program for girls 3rd through 5th grade after school that aims to inspire girls to be joyful, healthy, and confident while training for a 5K fun run together. Right now, we are in the last week of our season and getting motivated for our celebration run. Girls on the Run is implemented by a group called the Pathways Coalition. It's a group of community organizations supporting community wellness. This includes the City of Sitka Parks and Rec Department, Kitgushaheen, Sitka Conservation Society, Sitka Counseling, Sitkins Against Family Violence, Youth Advocates of Sitka, and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska.
Awesome. And so this is, it runs for the, just kind of like the fall half of the school year, getting girls together twice a week. For it, not only exercise, but of emotional growth as well. So how has this season been going? This has been in place for a number of years now. This is definitely not the first go around for Girls Run.
This is our 17th season of Girls on the Run here in Sitka, which is really fun to get to see the program grow. And we actually have a coach who did Girls on the Run here in Sitka, which is really fun to get to see that kind of full circle moment. So this season has been a lot of fun. It's been really cool to see the girls grow in these different social emotional skills and in running and also making friends throughout the season.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that you have a coach that was a graduate of Girls on the Run. That is a cool full circle moment. And you two, Willa and Clara, you are actual participants in Girls on the Run. And Clara, this is your second season with Girls on the Run. Yeah. So what was it like this year? It wasn't your first year, so you kind of knew what to expect. How was it?
It's going really fun, and we were playing a lot of games, and yeah.
So what do you think was your favorite part about this season?
I like the games.
The games? Mm-hmm. Is there one game in particular, or just you like the different variety?
I like sharks and minnows.
That is a really fun game to play. So how are you feeling about the 5K run that's coming up?
I'm really excited, and I'm excited to be with my running buddy, and yeah.
And you were saying before we came into the studio here that you've run a 5K before.
Actually, like 3 times, I think.
Oh my goodness. So this isn't, you don't necessarily have like the nervous jitters of like, ooh, can I run a 5K or not? You know you can. You got it under your belts. You're feeling pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say for girls who haven't run a 5K before? Is there any words of advice you could say since you're kind of a professional at it, since you've run it so many times?
It's really fun, and it's like a good way to run, and like, I don't know.
it's more fun than anything, not something to worry about?
Yeah.
Cool. That is good to know. Now, Willa, this is your first time in Girls on the Run.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing about your first year in Girls on the Run?
My favorite thing we did in Girls on the Run was the 5K practice because I got to see how much I could run. I also really liked getting to know my teammates.
So for your teammates, how many different girls were you, was on your team? Do you remember about how many?
I'm guessing about 10 to 20.
10 to 20. Were these girls that you knew before, or were these new friends to make?
Most of them, or like nearly all of them, I know their names, mm-hmm. and seen them, but some of them I didn't know. But yeah, I didn't know a lot about most of them.
So this was a cool opportunity because if you, you'd see their face before, probably seen them at school, but never had a chance to really get to know them. So this was a chance to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a cool opportunity to get new friends, to know new people. So what was your favorite thing was that 5K training and to get to know your teammates. How are you feeling about that 5K run coming up? What are you excited about?
I'm feeling good about it. I'm excited because I'm going to get to run a lot. I'm also excited because all the work I've been doing, and it's going to be like my moment. So I'm pretty excited about that.
It is going to be your moment. It's definitely something for the girls on the run to celebrate, because you guys have been working hard. You've been meeting twice a week for a couple months now, putting in a lot of work and a lot of learning together. And this year's theme is dance party. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty fun. I like that there's themes every year to. Oops, that's okay. Things to look forward to, because you can make the run fun. But I always think it's extra fun when you have costumes involved.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas on what you're going to be wearing for the dance party theme?
No, because I don't have a ton of sparkly stuff.
Okay.
I don't think I really even have any, but I have some, like, my grandma has some fun stuff, so I might see
if you can borrow from her closet.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, Claire, what about you? Do you have any inspiration for the dance party theme for the run?
I love dressing up. Yes. And well, I'm not sure. I'll have to look in my closet and see what I have.
Okay. Yeah, you still got some time. It's happening in about 2 weeks. Yeah, it's December 13th. So you got a couple more practices. I guess you could probably talk with your running buddies and maybe coordinate outfits. Maybe you can have the same sparkly pink tights or something like that. Have a coordinated effort when you go and run. So this is something that is all the girls from Girls at the Run are going to be in this fun run, but more people can come too.
Yep.
Are you going to encourage your family to come run, or maybe your neighbors? Have you gone and knocked on doors and say, are you going to run with me?
No, but my mom's going to be my running buddy, because you have to have a running buddy that's 16 or older.
Okay. Oh, that's going to be fun. So you've got your mom to come run with you, and you've got your running buddy, Clara?
Yeah, I got my dad.
Awesome. So that's fun to have more people come in. Are they feeling okay about it? Because you guys have been training for a 5K. Do you think your running buddies are feeling pretty good about it?
Yeah, they've been doing they've done a marathon. Well, Dad has done a marathon and like a bunch of other like running stuff.
So you've got a family full of runners.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Okay, Willa, how about you? Is your mom your running buddy? Feeling pretty good too? Are you gonna coach her along the way?
Well, she likes to run. She runs. She did this 5K thing. It was called Couch to 5K. So, I don't know, but I think she's feeling pretty good about it.
Feeling pretty good about it.
There's no way I can read her mind. So,
but the important thing is you are each other's running buddies, so you'll be there to encourage each other along the way and have fun.
Yep.
Excellent. So for this 5K, for other folks who want to come out and join the fun of a dance party themed 5K, it's open to anyone who would like to join in. So it's taking place on Saturday, December 13th. Times and places. Where should people show up to join in on the fun?
Yeah, so the 5K will start and end at Centennial Hall. Registration is at 9:30 in the morning, and then the fun run will start at 10, and we'll run from Centennial through Totem Park and then back to Centennial. So that's a super great way to come join in on the fun. If you're interested in running, it's free and open to the community. If you're not interested in running, we also have a lot of opportunities to volunteer. Cheerleading, we'd love help with setup or stuff during the event, or cleanup as well.
Awesome. So for folks who maybe are not inspired to do the actual running but are willing to help with volunteering, should they just show up on the 13th, or would some prior notice for volunteers be helpful?
Yeah, it would be great to know a little bit ahead of time, so people can reach me either calling me at 747-3493 or emailing at schools@safv.org.
Awesome. So, and yeah, volunteering, little heads up, but if you're running, just show up at 9:30, raring to go, running shoes on, ideally maybe some sparkly attire to go with the theme. And for Girls on the Run, this is the culmination of the 2025 season. For next year, when does the season normally start? So if there are some inspired girls out there who see this run happening, whenabouts should their parents and caregivers be keeping their ears tuned for signing up for Girls on the Run?
Yeah, late August or early September. And then if there are any, so that'll be next year. If mm-hmm. there are any boys who are interested, we will be doing our 11th season of Boys Run E2 Klatsin starting, we'll have registration open in mid-January in the new year as well. So very similar program. Also a lot of fun running games, building social emotional skills, and ending with the 5K.
Awesome. Well, all of you, Willa, Clara, Claire, and Anna, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Have so much fun on your 5K. I'm excited to see all the sparkly and fun dance attire. And well done on all your work for the past couple months for Girls on the Run. Thank you all for coming in this morning.
Thank you.